The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Several prominent US white supremacists are actively involved in the far-right movement in Ireland. Among them is a former leader of the Ku Klux Klan, Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent for the Irish Times, has the story and he joins me now. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The individual you've been writing about on the front page of the Irish Times today is a fellow called Frank Silva. Can you tell us who he is?
That's right. So Frank Silva, who also goes by the name Frank the Silva, was quite a big figure in the US white supremacist movement of the 1980s. He came into the movement through membership of the Ku Klux Klan, which many people will be familiar with. He rose up the ranks of that, becoming, and they have a bizarre, obviously, names for all their ranks, but became the Grand Dragon of the LA chapter of the Klan, which is one of the most senior positions. And he, more worrying, if it's possible, he became involved in a crowd called the Order. Now, the Order were explicitly white supremacist, violent neo-Nazi group focused on raising money for basically a race war. So they committed a string of violent offences across the US, including armed robberies, murdering policemen, murdering a well-known Jewish talk show host. In the 1980s, they were infiltrated by the FBI and FBI informants. There was a gun battle and its members were arrested. And Silva was one of the founding members and one of the people arrested. He got a 40-year sentence, of which he served about 13 years, and was released in 1998.
How did he get away with such a short sentence out of the 40?
Good question. So he was imprisoned in the Californian legal system. I don't have the details of his parole, but I do know that a lot of sentences were commuted in California in the 80s and across the states, because they brought in this three strikes rule, which caused prison numbers to explode. Basically, if you commit three offences, even if they're minor, you get a very long sentence. That caused prison numbers to explode, meaning they had to release a lot of their longer serving prisoners just to make room. So if I had to guess, I'd imagine it's related to that.
Now, do we know anything of his activities since his release?
He has become a prolific author, including writing histories of this group, the Order, and writing lots of other books, you know, ostensibly about Western civilization, but they're basically just vehicles for his racist kind of white supremacist views. He's written several books of pretty terrible poetry, and he hosts, he's a very keen social media user, and hosts a weekly or sometimes daily podcast where he espouses these views.
Now, his involvement in Ireland, I mean, he's not on the territory, is he? He's not in the jurisdiction.
No, he's still a California resident. And Ireland seems to have only come onto his radar in the last few months with the protests against asylum seeker accommodation centres around the country, and some of those protests turning violent. What has happened is a group of very extreme Irish activists, and I suppose, to be clear, these aren't people who just oppose the building of a centre in a certain area. These are people who don't want any immigrants in Ireland, who want mass deportations, basically white supremacists themselves, and would endorse violence towards those ends. They hold regular meetings on an app on Twitter, or X, sorry, a Twitter Spaces, where you could basically hold an online gathering where everyone can talk to each other. And he has been, Silva has been a regular feature of those meetings, where he's taken on nearly a mentor role. Now, these meetings are not recorded, but got access to several recordings and partial transcripts of the meetings. And you can hear De Silva offering advice based on his own struggles with authority in the States in the 1980s. Offering praise and mentorship for kind of protest tactics, telling people how they can get into the minds of Gardaí, telling people how they can, quote, go viral. You know, one piece of advice was, you know, if you're going to confront the Garda, you need four or five other guys with you. Otherwise, obviously, you're going to be overpowered. So he's, I wouldn't say a father figure, but kind of a senior figure and source of advice for these people.
And who is his audience? Do we know what their identity is?
So other people in the chat, and the chat is quite international. So you've a lot other US and Canadian kind of white supremacist activists, a couple from continental Europe, Germany especially, and a couple from the UK, and then the rest of them being Irish. One of the organizers and main speakers, and these meetings can get up to maybe 100 people, but they'd be dominated by just a handful of speakers. One of those people who tend to dominate the meeting is a guy called Stephen Butler. He's a 26-year-old originally from Waterford, a young man with very, very extreme views, describes himself as a bit of a national socialist who despises Jewish people and would advocate violence, including the possibility of burying pigs in places where direct provision centres are planned to dissuade Muslim asylum seekers from living there, that sort of thing. And he would be someone who would turn his nose up at electoral politics, believing that's not the way that they're going to get their fulfill their aims. So he has been kind of mentored by this Silva guy who offers him advice and critiques him and I suppose the other thing to note about Butler is he is a convicted killer. He was convicted of manslaughter, but acquitted of the murder of his father several years ago and got a 4-year sentence, but only served maybe slightly over half than that before being released. And he's been active in the protests outside of a site earmarked for Ukrainian refugees in Clonmel in recent months.
So if you're able to get access to the transcripts and possibly even get online and listen to these people in action, presumably the Gardaí have been monitoring this too.
So the Gardaí are oftentimes playing catch up with this type of thing. They do have a unit which is responsible for kind of monitoring extremism, including monitoring extremism online. The problem is there's a lot of it. They have to know where to go and they've limited resources. So it's very possible, you know, Gardaí have someone listening in on this stuff, but it's also very possible that they don't. They wouldn't comment when I asked, obviously for obvious kind of security reasons. There's just so much of it out there that it's almost impossible without a massive increase in resources to monitor it.
Conor, it's a fascinating story, rather frightening story, I suppose, on the front page of today's Irish Times. Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent for that paper. Conor, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.